Simin Kufta di Alef. Din Isha Shemot Adam Vashtonoso. Vashtono. The Machaber says, Isha Shishtina Mayim Yot Adam Miragleo, Ben Shishtinu Hiya Medes, Ben Shishtinu Hiya Sheves, Arei Zutahiru. This is Beth McQuote verbatim, Mila Bermila from the Rambam in Yisuri Bia Hei Yod Zayin. And he's Moisif says the Rambam, Afilu Higisho Gufa Viniz Dazea, Inuch Hisheshes. Shargoshes miraglaim hizu shein miragleo min acheder v'dam zeh dam makul b'chocheles b'kulio. The according to the Rambam, this is the way the Machaber passes halacha l'maisa. Even if she was vaday had a hargosha, nevertheless rotel l'kulo. This is dahainu. The Rambam's passing like Rabbi Yosi in the Gemara on Daf. In the Gemara on Daf Nun Testament Beis that machloek is between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. We passing like Rabbi Yosi that. Bechol oifin she's tahira, and even if she has a hargasha, we're toile lekulam. We say that the dam hargashas meraglaim he. She has a mako. Zichah the dam came from a mako, and it didn't come from oisamake, from the makar. Now the shaila is that lechora this Rambam. The Machaber's passing like his sister, so what he says when he gets to Eidu. We saw the Gemara in Daf Nezayin and Beis says Lo Olam. The Gemara asked the Shaila from Hargoshes 8 and Shamish and Meraglaim, and the Gemara says the same lashon in all three cases Lo Olam Da Argasho Ve'imer Hargoshes Meraglaim Ve'imer Hargoshes 8 Ve'imer Hargoshes Shamishi, and La Alocha Lamayit the Rambam Paskins like the first tzad in the crazy place, and that is in the tzad of the Achrenim, that even when she does. Anytime she does a bedikah, even if she says she didn't have aragasho, we're going to be telling the chumrah to say that she did have aragasho, and she's going to be tummy. That means any bedikah b'etzem is a shailas a safik daraisa, and even if she claims that she didn't have aragasho, we're going to say she did have aragasho. Zichur, chazaka shadam le'abar aragasho, kiyudu the lashon of the Rambam is ve'im lo hirgisho ubad kumat adam lefnim min apreizdar harizu tmeya shecheskes adam shabab aragasho. That even in a case where we know that the dam came from inside. She was boydik. Even if she says she didn't have argosha, we're going to be telling the chumro that she did have argosha. So the shaila is, how do we understand this Rambam that's passing here in Simen Kuf Tzad Aleph? Well, her it's exact opposite. This is like the second tzad. This is the other tzad. That even when she says that she had argosha, nevertheless, we're going to go ahead and say that she didn't have argosha. Well, her that was the second tzad of the Acharinim, like we're Madak and Rashi, that she says she didn't have. She says she had argosho, and when there's a tzad to say that a taka is not from her, we're going to say that she taka didn't. She was tosa. But in a case where she says that she did have argosho, lechur for us to say according to Rambam to say that she didn't have argosho, where does that come from? Lechur is the theory of the Rambam. How did the Rambam learn the Gemara? What does it mean? Lo ilam da argosho. What is she tining? What are we tining? When it comes to edavdiko, even if she says she didn't have argosho, we're going to say she did have argosho. When it comes to miraglaim, even when she says she did have argosho, a few hirgish duv v'nizdazeya, we're going to say she didn't have argosho. As they frak the pre-deo in Zagdam and Perakei in his Zagdam. So lechor you could say, Poshut, that whole Gemara in Daphne Zayin Rebeis was only going in Remeir. Remeir that was machalik between Remedes and Yosheves, there the Gemara says, Mamanam Shach. If she had Argosho, then even if she's Yosheves, she should be Tomei. If she didn't have Argosho, even if she's Remedes, she should be Tohar. So Gemara had to be machalik in Remeir. But in Reb Yosi that holds that you're always Tohar, so maybe there is no such thing as Hargashas Meraglayim Bechlal. Maybe we're never chayshish that a woman is going to be machlif with Meraglayim. The Hargashas Meraglayim. However, it's not so pashut because we never found anybody that says that Rabbi Yosi's chilek be'etzem. It's the Rambam only paskins. The Rambam paskins by Eid HaBadika. By Eid HaBadika, the Rambam paskins, there was no machlokes in Remeir and Rabbi Yosi. That's the Mishnah. If it's ogol, it's tohar, and if it's moshuch, it's tamei. That's the kulei alma. The shayla is farvos, maman of shach. If she had argosho, even ogol should be tamei. If she didn't have argosho, even moshuch should be tohar. Says the Gemara, no. Zichur, when it comes to argosho's aid, even if she says that she didn't have argosho, we're going to tie in when it's moshuch that she did have argosho. That's the kulei alma, that's not a machlekes. Now, when it comes to argosho's meraglayim, then we have a machlekes between her meir and her biyasi. Her meir says that the chili between her medes and her shavis. Her biyasi says, no. In every tzir, we're always tehila lekula, and she's always tahira. According to that, so then we don't have a raya bechlal that a woman has ever told us about Hargashas Meiraglayim. She's always star. We're never choishes for Hodr Meiraglayim the Makar, and she's always Tahara. The only thing is that we don't know for sure that Rav Yossi is maskim, that Rav Yossi is chaylik benegiah to this nekuda, that you can't mix up Hargasha. We only know that when she says that she didn't have a Hargasha, we're not going to be machmer to say that she did have a Hargasha. Rav Yossi is never choishish that maybe hold her meraglayim lebakar, and even though she says she didn't have a Hargasha, really she did have a Hargasha. But in a case where she says that she did have a Hargasha, how do we know that Rav Yossi is going to say, no, you didn't have a Hargasha? Maybe if she says you did have a Hargasha nechanami, even Rav Yossi is going to be maskim. The whole Gemara is, according to Rabbi Yis, the whole Gemara, according to Ram, is always talking about where she says she didn't have Hargasha. Where she says she did have Hargasha, who says that we're going to say that, no, you didn't have Hargasha, according to Rabbi Yis? Maybe only in a case where she says she didn't have Hargasha. So if you look at the Prideya says that even though the Gemara seems to say that La'ulam da'argasha, ve'imar Hargasha shamish, ve'imar Hargasha smeraglayim, ve'imar Hargasha aid, it all sounds like it's all the same shot in the Gemara. Lav b'chada machta machtunu, says the Prideo. And in the Hanami, in certain cases in the Gemara, it's talking about that she says she didn't have Hargasha, and we're going to be a machmer to say that you did have Hargasha. And certain cases, it's talking about where even she says she did have Hargasha, and we're going to say you didn't have Hargasha. When it comes to Atalas Meraglayim, even if she says, in other words, the Rambam learns the Gemara two different ways, depending on what we're talking about. By Eid and Shamish, even if she says that she didn't have Hargasha, we're going to say you did have Hargasha. But when it comes to Meraglayim, it's exactly fakert. Even if she says, he learns the Gemara, learn them, the Hargasha means that she said she did have Hargasha, and we're going to be makel to say that she didn't have Hargasha. Why? Because it's not common for Dam to come out. We don't say that Hadar Meraglayim Makar Vaisi Dam. It's very uncommon for the Dam to come out of the Makar when she's being Matal Meraglayim. Therefore, there's no real tzad that this is Dam from the Makar. Rather, it's Dam Maka, and we're Tele Mekulam.
Even
if you're a mayor? By a medit? No. According to Rameir, not. Only in Rubias, even in Rameir. By Rameir, by Aymedes. Rameir, by Aymedes. We're going to say no, that she takan Argasha. Loyal to Argasha, she says she had Argasha. By Aymedes, we're going to be Matamar. By Yeshevitz, we're going to be Matamar.
By
Yeshevitz, yeah. By Yeshevitz and Hanami, yeah. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. According to this, the Gemara by Loyalam da Argasha is referring to a case where she says that she had Argasha. And when she's Yeshevitz, according to her mayor, we're going to say she didn't. But according to her base, we're always going to say that she didn't have Hargasha. What's up, Shatako? Why are we talking never choshish by? Why do we switch? Why does Gemara switch? So the way the Prideya says is because that it's very uncommon for the Dam to come out. But it could be that you could tell also that the Mitzias, the Hargasha of Meraglayim, is in a different place than the other two Hargashas. By Eid and Shamish, the Hargasha, the Eid and the Shamash are both in the Mokim where the Psichos HaMakar is, where the Makar is. That's where the Dam is. Memela makes more sense to say that Shuitaka mixed it up. As opposed to a case where Hatalos Meraglayim, that the Hargasha of the Meraglayim is not an exact place as Hargasha of the Sham, of the Psichos HaMakar. L'chero, it's more straight to say they were mixed up, and maybe it'll be the Zelch Zayin HaNam, we're talking about Choshish, that they're going to mix up. And that's how we go Halacha L'maiso. Even though the Rambam says, when it gets to Eid, every aid is a suffix daraisa. When it comes to Talos Meraglayim, we always say no. Every time it's always Lekula, we're never going to be chayshu for a suffix daraisa. We're always telling the Lekula that she's not tummy. Now, there's one other Nekuda here that needs Hezber. We're going to really wait for Sif Lamed Vav. But this is the Gemara says, on Daf Yudalid, Amid Beis, that Rabbi Yossi goes to Shitasai, and Rabbi Yossi that's Metaher by Eid She'ein Abadik, that if a woman does a Badik with the Eid She'ein Abadik, and she finds Dam, she's Torin Gansin. He goes to Shitasai, that a woman who's being Matol Mayim, and she finds Dam in the together with the Meraglayim, that she's Tahirim. So if the Gemara is Madam and the two together, so the Chira, if we pass in one way, we pass in the Kula, Kuf Tzadi Aleph, we pass in the Kula, like Rabbi Yossi, then any time that a woman is Matol Meraglayim, she finds Dam together with Meraglayim, she's always Tar. Then the Chira, the Gemara says, Lishitasai, he has to hold that Vodka Be'ed She'ena Vodakla. She takes a bedika with the Asian and a she does a bedika, she's always Torah no matter what time she finds on it. That's Rabbi Yossi, she tells him. The problem is that the Mechaber doesn't pass in that way. For the like Araf Lam Rav, we're only Matar Dam up until a grist. But more than a grist by Asian and we're not Matar. L'chor, according to Rabbi Yossi, we should be Matar and Gansan. Bethlehem, it's not just a kasha on the Mechaber, it's a kasha on the Rambam and the Ravid. They also say the same thing. Even though we're Matar by Isha Shasa Tzorchel, but when it comes to Eid Bediko, we are Metami. And the Shaila is, but either Rajba, Balamora, they ask, that Lechura, even if we think that they're not Daima, Lamaitar Vashi thought they were Daima. Vinu Biki, Tvemi Didan. They're bigger Bikim in what, in Shita Sergeisi than we are. So how could you spot it? Yeah, we'll wait, Mez Hashem, for Lamed Vav to see the Adam should see the Halacha first before we talk about it. That's the Shita Samachavar. Shita Samarama. The Ramah brings down two other shitas, two Yeshemrim. Yeshemrim, the in la tirla be Yeshavas Vishdina, Abu Vimedes, Imigalacha Sasecha Sefa, Venims to Shamdam, Tehera. Avim Shaysen Asvasa Sefa, Venims to Shamdam, Tmeya. Tehoil, Vamakum Tsar, Khariz Lamakar, Meviadam. This shita, this first Yeshemrim that the Ramah brings, is the shita's Pesvis and the Rosh. That the only time, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you're tar is dafka when it's either tarti l'tevusa or chodol l'tevusa. By tarti l'tevusa, everybody agrees, according to Tezim the Rush, that you're tar, even Rameir. That means you're shevis and mekalachas, mizanekes, everybody agrees you're tar. By chodol l'reyesa, chodol l'tevusa, either she's your shevis v'shoyseses, or aimedes mizanekes, then that's the machlagis between Rameir's matame and Rabbi's matar. In a case where it's tarti l'reyeso, it's oimedes v'shoyseses, in such a case, even Rabbi Yossi is going to be maskin that she's going to be tmeya. Tmeya, that's the first sheet over here, that she's tmeya. Now, the shaila is, what l'chura, every time, even oimedes v'mekalachas, where it's tarti, where it's chadal l'tevus v'chadal l'reyeso, the Gemara says, according to Tesis, the Gemara asks, Vizilma Basu de Tamu Maya, I see Dam. According to Tesis, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that Dam just came out, Stamazai, afterwards they crash and learn. It means every time a woman is Mizanekes, after she's Mizanekes, after the stream stops, there's still drops, Miraglam, that are teapots that are coming out. She's Shesesis. Every Mizanekes ends off with a Shesesis. So I should be Choshesh, every Yosheves who's Mizanekes turns into Yosheves with Shesesis, should be Tummy. So that's a question in Remeir. But in Rabbi Yossi, who doesn't hold Yeshevis to Mizanekis is a problem, Lechor it's not Shver. He doesn't hold Yeshevis to Mizanekis is a problem. So it's not Shver. Well, what's in the case of Oimedes u Mizanekis? Oimedes u Mizanekis is a Chod l'Reyeso, Chod l'Tevuso. But every Oimedes u Mizanekis should end off as an Oimedes u Mizanekis. Because at the end of the Kiluach turns into Tipois. As they affect the Bach here in Kufsa Deyaf, and he says, Inuchanami. It's possible that according to the Rosh, that if she's Oimedes v'shoyseses afterward, she's shoyseses after she's Megalachas, then Inuchanami she's going to be Tmeya because it's a title Reza. Now, Lechura, it's very sussum in the Ramah. He should have mentioned something, Lechura, especially if you understand that every Mizanekes ends off as a shoyseses, you have to say something. But even if you understand that it's every case is like that, but it's a common enough scenario, they have to tell me what the halacha is in such a case. You can't just say that Remedes Mizanekis is Torah. Half the time Remedes Mizanekis turns into Remedes Mizanekis. And not only that, if you look at the Rosh, it's Kamat Mefurish in the Rosh, not this way. The Rosh says, the whole Shiloh of the Gemara, Dilma, the Bosser, the Tamu Maya, I see Dam, that maybe after she's Mizanekis, she starts being Shesesis, and that's when Dam came, that's only in Remeir, he says. It's not a Kashan Rebesi. What do you mean? Of course, it's also a Kashan Rebesi in a case where you're a Medes. Very good when you're a Shevet, it's not a Shaila, but in a Medes, it is a Shaila. So you have to say, if you look at the Bach says, he sort of bavarns this, he says, you're right. Your Shevet Nami, when the Gemara asks the question, it says, your Shevet Nami, Domo Basa Tamamai, I say Dam. So it's only asking on your Shevet. But in a Chami, if it would be in a Medes, you could ask the same Shaila. But Lechera, so maybe it's not Shver on the Bach. But Lechur, it's a chiddush to say that every case of Aimedes, we don't find any other Lechurim that say that every case of Aimedes, we're choishish, that it's going to be a shesesis afterwards, and it's going to be tarti l'reyes, so that we're going to have to be choishish.
This is the Lashon of Gemara, the Lashon of Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says Aimedes tarti. You never have a case.
So you have to say that's only Aimedes, like the Gemara says, Mizanekis. Medaber
v'Mizanekis.
Yeah, so if it's a case of every Mizanekis ends off that way, so Lechur, you're going to have such an issue. Unless you understand that the Mizanekes means, we're going to see Behemshech, that the whole case over here is only when she found the Dam coming out together with Meraglaim. Somebody put a Sefel underneath her and took it away in the middle. Or she went to the Muchedet and they said, please give us a sample. And she took some container and she, in the middle of being Mizanekes, she caught the Meraglaim and together came out Dam and she pulled it away in the middle. But if it came out afterwards, then that's already a different din. We'll see b'hemshech. So it could be over here. Mizanekes means you were only mizanekes. But in a chanam, in a case where Yishe says this afterwards, then you have to be choshesh. But it's quite sussum in the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz and the Noisei Kalim here, except for the Bach was Maris Nekuda. It's a Shakatayna. But Lemaitz, it sounds like that they were not choshesh. Rabbi Yossi was never choshesh for the din with Boss of the Tamu Maya. Even if you want to say in a case of a medes, or maybe say the word is, in a case of a medes and shesesis, where it's mamish coming out stark, there's a chashash hodim eragayim makar. But if it's the shesesis of only tipois at the end, that Rabbi Yisrael was never chashash of hodim eragayim makar, va'aisidam. That's the first yesh emim of the Ramah. The second yesh emim of the Ramah, yesh emim, da'afilu v'yesheves ein letar lehatir, we just said, the first yesh emim says, Yosheves is always Torah according to Rabbi Yossi. It's only Aymedes v'Sheiseses that's something according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, Aymedes v'Sheiseses, let's just clarify, according to the first Teretz, Yosheves, Aymedes v'Sheiseses according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a Chashash Daraisa. Not a Safik Darabanan over here. It's Chashash Daraisa, Dilma Basu de Tamu Maya, Aysidam, she's Tamea Lachur, a Safik Daraisa, she's Tamea. Comes along the Yosheves and says like this, no, Yosheves, Dafilu be Yosheves. Even by Yosheves, Rabbi Yossi is sometimes going to be masking that she's Tamea. Ain lahatir ele mikalachas v'nim tadam b'seicha sefel. Aval svasa sefel tmeya. Ken zayin, according to Rabbi Yossi, she's only tar if she's mikalachas b'seicha sefel. But if it's on the svasa sefel, then she's going to be tummy. Ubi medes b'cholinin tmeya. By medes, she's always tummy. Now the shayla is, who is the shita? Who is the shita here that the Ramah brings down in this yeshermim? So, Baruch Hashem, we have one of the Gedolei Acharonim put into the parentheses. It wasn't the Ramah himself, but he put in the parentheses all the Makaris for the Ramah. And he brings down a Mordechai B'Shem Agoyis Maimini, and he brings down from a Tshuva Saran, and a Marami Rotenberg, and a Marami Rotenberg. So we have a Mordechai, Agoyis Maimini, Tshuva Saran, a Marami Rotenberg. Some other the later Acharonim. Now the Shaila is, we saw, B'Shem brings down half of these Rishonim. We saw that the Marami Rotenberg only said that Rabbi Yossi, that by Yosheves, only in a case where the whole Machlekes is only Binege to the Machlekes between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yossi is in a case of Aymedes. But Yosheves, in the Chanami Kenzan, this is Yosheves. Where it's tied to the Reyesa, can't sign that there's no machloikis. It's only Yosheves v'Sheiseses that Yosheves mizanekes. Yosheves mizanekes a kuli alma is going to be tohar. There's no machloikis whatsoever by Yosheves. It's only by Imedes. I'm sorry. Hagoyis Maimon, he says the only time that we have machloikis is dafke benegia to Imedes. By Yosheves, there's no machloikis between Yosi and Remeir. However, by Imedes, the whole apachas Hagoyis Maimon, he says there is machloikis. It's really hard to get out of that. Because that's what it says in the Mishnah B'Pashtus, that there's Machlekes in Reb Yossi. So even if the Agoyis Maimini was Machmer B'Negeh, which says by Yosheves that Reb Yossi is masking to Reb Meir in certain cases, however, in the case of Reb Medes, Klar, there is Machlekes that according to Reb Yossi by Mikalachas, you're Tar. So how could he say over here that by Medes Becholin in your Tame, over here, Lechera, you're, according to the Agoyis Maimini, says Lehedia. That there's machlokes in Rabbi Yossi and Reb Meir, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you're Torah by your medes when it's mikalachas. How could you bring down the Agoyis Maimini as one of the makaris? Then you have the Tshuva Saran. The Tshuva Saran says that it's shver to say that the whole shaila of the Gemara of Dilma the Basu Tamu Maya Aisidam was only according to Reb Meir. We don't pass the mic. It must be that it was also according to Rabbi Yossi. And in what case does Rabbi Yossi agree that there's going to be a problem? Where you have a chocha to be matamer, where she finds dam only on the svasa sefel, you have a chocha to be matamer. That was the chiddush of the Ran. But by Emedes, we didn't find in the Ran that the Ran was chiddush by Emedes, that Rabbi Yossi was going to be machmer. How can you bring down the Tshuva Saran? The Tshuva Saran was only talking about Besim Yosheves. Even Rabbi Yossi, the Tshuva Saran came out, and even Rabbi Yossi is going to be chiddush. In a case where you have a chocha that the dam came out afterwards, she finds the dam only on the svasa sefel. But Benegeh Tzai Medes, where do you find the Tshuva Saran Bechlal? The truth is, there would be more geshmak to say that there's really two chalakim over here. There's a Yosheves and a Medes. Yosheves, Imamish quotes the Lashon Hagoyis Maimini. Almost word for word. Ein lahatir, ele mikalachas, v'nim sadam, teicha tefel, aval svasa tefel, tmeyo. This is what the Hagayis of Maimini says, that the whole Shakla Vatari is going also according to Rav Yesi, and Rav Yesi needs that you should only find the Dam Teicha Sefel, but if you find it on the Svasta Sefel, then you're going to be Tamei. That's the Hagayis of Maimini. Ubaimet is Becholinin Tmeo, that's the Rach. Shitas Arach is that any time that Rav Yesi was Matar, he was only Matar Mishum Tumat Nido Daraisa, but she held you Tamei Midar Amon. So the first half of the Yeshermim is Hagayis Maimini, and the second half of the Yeshermim is the Rach. It's not really Gishmak to say that. But if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he mamash asked, he goes through this whole Shakla Vatari, and this is what he says. He says, L'chorra, what the Ramah did here, Hirkim Shnei Shitas B'yachad, he says. Says the Mashmai says that in the Hanami, Itaka took two Shitas and put them together. However, then he's Metzada that you could say really the whole thing is the Rach. Even the beginning is also the Rach. And the truth is, if you look at the Bach brings down the Shulchan, the Ramah, and he says that the Ramah is going like the Rach. The Shach seems to learn that way also. And if you look at this V.A. Shemrim on the Bir Agro, at the beginning of the V.A. Shemrim, when he's talking about Yeshevet, he says, what's the makar for this V.A. Shemrim? Ayin Tesis, Yudalad Amid Beis, Diver Masko of Rebbe Yasi, Mihu V'chulu. Who's the Mihu? That's the Rach. Shitas HaRach, and Tesis Yudalad Amid Beis. He's Messiah at the beginning of the V.A. Shemrim already. This is Shitas HaRach. The Mashmoy says that every that the Rach holds, even though the Rach said, that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're going to be tummy in every case, Midar Abanan. When you're Yeshevet, and even Rabbi Meir holds that you're tar, Zichar Rabbi Yossi is not going to say that you're going to be tummy Midar Abanan. Everybody's going to hold that you're tar, at least Rabbi Yossi is going to hold you tar in Gansin. The way that the Prideya says it, Prideya makes the same cheshbon. The Aruch HaShulchan says this, the Prideya makes the same cheshbon. He says, everybody's Nochas Darga. Rabbi Meir, that's Metama by Yemedes, Midaraisa. When it comes to Yeshevet, he's Metahar, at least Midaraisa. And Rabbi Yossi, that's Metame Midar Abanan by Yemedes. When it comes to Yeshevet, he's Metar, even Midar Abanan. So Memela, this is all the Rach. The second Shita, it seems, is all the Rach. And if you look at the Rishonim brought down, the Mordechai and other people brought down the Rach. And they said, it's Nochel Lahachmer for the Shita Sarach. Memela, the Ramah went to be Machmer Shita Sarach. It's a little bit of a Pella, but it brings down the Shuvah Saran, as one of the occurs here. The Shuvah Saran brings down the Rach also. But he says, Lav Rabbeinu Chananel, Chosem Olam. Right? He says that don't be same if that is Rabbeinu Chananel, because no one that really holds that way. But either way, as the other Rishonim the Chol Pachas do bring down, they understood that Rabbeinu Chananel holds that way. And Rabbeinu Chananel holds when you're in Medes, you're always telling me the Rabbanan. When you're in Yeshevet, any case that Remeir is going to be Matar, certainly Rabbi Yitzchak is going to be Matar, even me the Rabbanan, you're not going to be Matame. How do we paskin Halach Lamaisa? So the Ramah says, V'hachi Noig. That's what he brings down. Yeshem by the second day, Hachinog. Hachinog is mashma that it's not Meikur Dedino. The Shach, when he brings down this, he says that Rabbeinu Chananel is Meikur Dedino. He says that it's not just he brings a ride from Yerushalmi, it's Kamat Mefurish in Yerushalmi, I'm not sure how to get out of it, but Kamat Mefurish in Yerushalmi that even according to Rabbi Yossi, you're telling me the Rabbanan. Either way, even if you don't want to say that it's Medino, L'chol Pachs Mechumra, we go like we're Choshe Rabbeinu Chananel, that every case of Nim Sadam together with Meraglaim, except by Yeshevis, Vinim Sabem be Techa Sefel, every case is always going to be a Tumim Darabanan. Now, there's a Shaila Bechlal when it gets to the Sfardim. Sfardim Lachura, it's very clear. There's no question over here. There's no Yeshem, there's no two Yeshem, there's one Yeshem. Pashat, they bring down the Shittas Rambam that you're always making on every case. Now there's a big shiloh, for those of you who are lo yilbash, there's a tshuva from Mavadia in Chilek Dalid, Yerudea, Yavi Yerimer, Chilek Vov, Yavi Yerimer, tshuva Yudalid, about wearing pants. The very next tshuva, Tezvov, talks about whether or not that which were makabel to go like the Beis Yosef in his psakim was that also by cases of Dava Shabbat Erva, which are Chomer, or Shalas of Nida, then he goes the whole shiloh whether or not it needs Dava Shabbat Erva or not. By Nida, which is Chomer, maybe we only are not going to be chirlik on the Beis Yosef to go l'kula where he says l'chumra. But where he says l'kula, do we go like the Beis Yosef l'kula or not? So, Ravadia ke Darkei Atayv brings down Kama v'kama Mara Mekemes, goes to brings down many, he starts with the Mari Talgaz and says l'hedi, where we're not makabal the Beis Yosef to go l'kula when it comes to Nida, and we're choshesh l'chumra. And ki yodua the Kafachayim and the Ben Ishchai, very often they went l'chumra, like the Ramah connected to Beis Yosef, and even not in Nida, but Chalal they were choishes for the Shitas Ramah. lechatchila. Rav Avadya always goes like the Shita's Beis Yosef. The question is, especially in Nida, can you go the Kula also? So Teich Teshuva, he says, he says, Pamach Neshalti, by Isha Shemot Adam, together with Meir Aglel, V'samachti ala Beis Yosef lehakal, to be Mekul Taka like this. But it is a Nida and Mechlal in the Sfaradim, whether or not we can be Mekul, or they also are Choshish Lechumro in this case. Certainly, they have more to be saying Mechlal, because that's the Maisa, the Stimas, Beis Yosef is, Seisim Mechlal, Lekula, like the Shita Sarambam. That is no shayla. Now, this whole question only comes when you get to a sefel she'en abadik. If you don't know if it's badik or not, so then you have to be choshish. But if you know that it's badik, but if it's not badik, then l'chol apachos can be teila ad kigris l'chero. Now, bizmanenu, it's hard to know whether or not we have such a thing as a teila which is not badik, depending on where you find yourself. Certainly, if you find yourself in a pizza shop in the Gula, I don't know, I would presume that it's not badik. However, in many people's houses, the standard toilet is badik, and therefore, lav dafka, would you have a case? I guess, Levi Yudayamar is nafshay, exactly how it is in his house. However, in the standard house, generally after the toilet is flushed, most people flush the toilet afterwards, and after the toilet is flushed, then al dam lechero, it's badik from dam, bederach klal, that would go down with the water, then you wouldn't have this kula in a regular standard case. In other places, you have to know. If you're in a store or something like that, lav dafka, I would say dafka lav, that it's depending on what type of store you're in. If you're in a hotel, if you're in a fancy, but if you're in a regular standard store off the ish line, lachar, you would be able to be tele lekulo, lachol apachas up tele gris. Now, you could ask bachlal, lachar, up until the gris. What, you always have up until the gris. Why do you always have up until the gris? Because even though we're choshish for Rabbeinu Hananel, but the only tumah that we're handling over here is tumas kesem. Tumas kesem means tumah derabanan. Nemela, tumah derabanan. You always have up until the grits. If it's found on the toilet, pachlal, it's a darshin mechal, tumah kesem mechover. What do you have to worry about? However, it's not so simple. If you look at the Bnei Shulchan, he brings down the big machlokes achrenim. What, in this case, the dam came out with the meir aglaim. If it came out with the Meir Aglaim, we say that it came from a Makkah. We know for sure it came from her, but it came out with the Meir Aglaim. Now, you can't be telling a Macheles Lachar. Because it's Dam She Yotze Vade Migufa. It wasn't Yotze Vade Migufa from the Makar, but it's Yotze Vade Migufa from the Makam Nalatalis Meir Aglaim. So you can't be telling a Macheles. So even, in other words, it's one of the two. Anytime that we're Choshish, Midar Abanan, actually the truth is that we're Choshish Midar Abanan that came out of the Makar. Choshish Midar Abanan that came out of the Makar. So then, you can't be toile in a machilis if it's bachs mechugis. Not only that, since what's the chash over here? Why are we choshish midar abanan? On a deraisidik level, I don't have to be choshish hadam regeir on mekar veisidam. Midar abanan, we are choshish. Let's say it's a 10% chash. On a deraisidik, we go basarayz. Midar abanan, we're choshish hadam regeir on mekar veisidam. If that's the chash, then we're being choshish be'etzim for a shayla v'deraisa. Yesh boi dror deraisa. Remeir is be'etzim choshish for this mamish. Memeilo, there are those that say that we don't have the kulas of Davashin Makabal Tumo. It's a much more chomer kesem, and we don't have the kulas of Davashin Makabal Tumo. This is the way the Prideya, he speaks this out over here, that we wouldn't have the kulas. We wouldn't have the kulas of Pasmi Chagris, we wouldn't have the kulas of Davashin Makabal Tumo, and Lacheron Sivayin Awas, we wouldn't have the kulas. And this is how some of the place can go Halach Lamaisa, or Berkut goes Halach Lamaisa, that you don't have these kulas. Namela, we need the kula of eight Shein Abadik, or Torah the Shein Abadik, to be able to be Mekol up until the grits. Mamela, if a person is in Gula and they just pop into a bathroom somewhere off the street, Lachur, they are allowed to be Taylor up until the grits, even if you want to say the one wouldn't have the kulas of Darvashin Makabatum and Vachs Mechagris. In the case where it's Ain Abadik, then would have those kulas. Now, this is all talking about where a man and a woman don't use the same toilet. If a man and a woman use the same toilet, that's the Hemshech L'Ramah, then you're able to be toilet, it's a svek sveka, maybe it's from the man, maybe it's from the woman, even from the woman, maybe it came from the makkah. Says the Bali Ashok, on the chur, it's the same thing if it's a woman and a woman. Two women. It either came from the other isha's makkah, right? There's no difference than a man's makkah than a lady's makkah, on the chur. A man has the makkah, we can say a lady has the makkah. It came from the other lady's makkah. We don't want to say it came from a car, then we're going to be metamer. We can't do that. Well, it came from a different lady's makkah, or it came from this lady. Even if it came from this lady, it could be that it came from a makkah. Didn't it come from here? He declares, what's the halacha with regard to a bathroom which is it's a bathroom in the house. There's a man and a woman. You have to know that the man used it. Let's say he's on a bathroom. Let's say he left, and you don't know if he used it today. He left in the morning. You don't know if he used the bathroom today. Does it have to be that you know that he used it today? Or even if it's not clear, is it what? Is it a suffix? Or it, since it's the type of it's like a suffix in Kamas Adam. Is it a suffix clear? Or it's a suffix, I have two tzadim to be mekel. I don't know vadai, but it could be, since it's oymid for the zikr, it has to be oymid for the person to use it, and we know that this person uses the bathroom. The question is, do we have to know that from the last time that it was baduk till this time there was a man that also used it, or not? That's a shayla, but l'chur, kafi what we said before, and also, if the mitzvah is that they flush the toilet every time, then klapi dam ve'etem, l'chur it should be baduk, that the dam would go down, and in general, the dam would go down, and therefore, yesh lain, whether or not you have that kliya in such a case. Now, there's a big shayla that Ilam wanted that was trying to handle, and with this we'll get to the actual halacha l'maisa of this halacha of what a woman does when she finds dam in the toilet. Standard procedure is to say oive and then flush the toilet and then answer questions. The shayla is, what should you do? Can you do that? Or there's a shayla over here. So many of the Ilam ask like this. How does the chavas das that we saw all the way at the beginning of halacha stim with this halacha? The Chavas Das says that the Pischa Tshuva in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel brings down the Chavas Das. He brings down. First he starts off and he says like this. When a woman does a Bedika and she finds Dam of the Bedika, is that a Shalav of the Raisa or not? Some Achronim say not. The Kresi Uplesi, the Sidri Tara, the Chavas Das. And the truth is, if you look at the rest of the Achronim also, the Pridan, the Kiva Eger, the Zerai Preskim, and all the Gdele Achronim say, this is the way that we paskin. Any Dam which is found on an Eid Bedika is a Safik the Raisa, maybe she had Argosha, she's coming. What happens if she does a kinuach achar hatalas meraglayim? Do you also have to be choshish? Maybe she had argasha right beforehand, and the dam came out right afterwards, and there's a suffix daraisa here. Ayin b'chavas das. There's also a shayla b'daraisa. Says the lashon of priyat v'chein samach hatalas meraglayim u'gamkin daraisa chavas das ayin sham. No sidri tara, no crazy placing. Chavas das says that she's telling me the suffix daraisa. And this is the way that the Igros Maishe goes to Alach L'Maisa, Shever Levi goes to Alach L'Maisa. Shever Levi, the Igros Maishe goes this way, if the Tipus of Miraglam is still coming out, she was Memarat Mikanech. The Shever Levi says, up until a minute, though I just saw brought down that the Shever Levi L'Maisa, even though in the Sefer, that's the road, I guess that's for the Amaynam, but L'Maisa, he was only Chesh up to 15 seconds. Which makes it a lot easier to swallow, because it's hard to understand why we'd have to be Chesh up until a minute. But up until 15 seconds after the Atalos Miraglam. So the Shev Levi, the Igros Moshe, the Rukhash is for this Chavas Das. Now, Lachura, that there's a Shayla of Adarais over here. The question is, we didn't find one sheet, we found a lot of sheetas in the Simen, a lot of Rishayim. We didn't find one sheet that holds that there's a Shash Adarais. We have the Mechaber brings the sheetas of Rambam, and that's the Rajban and the Ramban also, that they hold that she's Tahur and Gansin. That's Rashi Lachura, she's Tahur and Gansin according to B.A.C. There's never a Shayla of Adarais here, but Chalam, we pass on B.A.C., there's never a Shayla of Adarais every time she finds the Dam of the Mirag line. Then we have the Yeshayimim of the Ramah, Tesis and the Rush, another two Yeshayimim, that they hold, no, according to Rabbi Yasi, she's going to have to be Choshish only by a Medes Vishayseses at a Tarti L'Reyeso. But in a regular case of Yesheves, and she does a Kinuach, she doesn't have to be Choshish for anything. Then we have the third Shita that holds, no, you always have to be Choshish, any case of a Medes, and even in certain cases of Yesheves, you have to be Choshish that she had, that when the Dam comes out. But that Chshash is only a Tumah derabanan mishum kesem. No one's choshish for their eyes over here, unless it's mamash or medes v'shiseses, so you have that chashash. But in the case of regular case of yeshevis, we don't find one shitas in the rishonim, not the gois Mordechai, and not the Mordechai, and not the Rach, not Tesis, and not the Rosh, and not the Rambam, not the Ramban, and not the Rajba. Who? There's no one that holds this way. Where did the Chavas Das come from to say the shita? We now start understanding the Sidri Tara and the Kesi Plesi, who were only Cheshish on the Eid Bediko, and they weren't Cheshish after Atalos Meraglayim. After Atalos Meraglayim, there is no Cheshash whatsoever of a Hargosha. Where did the Chavas Das come from? So the truth is that the Chavas Das case is not there with our case. Our case is talking about where a woman finds Dam together with the Meraglayim. She looks down, and as she's being about the Meraglayim, she sees, Oyvei, Dam is coming out, what do I do? Or she does, she's in the marpa'an, she takes a sample, and she finds them. Or somebody puts the bucket underneath her and takes it away in the middle. But let's say a case where a woman is sitting down, and she finishes being matamera glime, but there's something very interesting in the newspaper, and she's just not ready to leave. So she stays for another 3 minutes. After the 3 minutes, she gets up, and she sees, oi, there's them inside of the toilet. What's then? Do we have to be choishes? Do we have this whole stickle Torah that maybe the dam came out with the meraglayim? And lechura, to say hoder meraglayim makar vaisidam is very not common. To say that she has a maka that she doesn't know about, internal maka that she doesn't know about, and dam came out together from the maka meraglayim, is also very shver to say. What's the most possible, probable scenario? That during the 3 minutes after she was being matam meraglayim, some dam came out afterwards. Bostur de tamu maya, aisidam. Tosfos says generally we're not choishish for the exact second after she finishes that the dam is going to come out. But if she's sitting there for a few minutes afterwards, l'chur it's more mustavers to say that the 30 seconds that it came out during the 2-3 minutes afterwards than it came out during the 30 seconds that she was being matam meraglayim. Befrat that it's not shchiach that dam should come out then. It's not shchiach that dam should come out from the makar. It's not shchiach that dam should come out from the makam of the meraglayim. It makes much more sense that dam came out afterwards, and that's a regular kesem. That's not a shayla b'chlal of tumas kesem of a chumro b'chlal. Dam came out kedarkai. It's a kesem. If you find it on the toilet seat, it's tar because it's a davar mechubal lekarka. If it's less than a gris, tar because not you could be telling machrelet. So we have two cases so far. We have one case where she found dam together with the meraglayim. That's the whole machlekes of Kuf Tzadi Aleph. We have another case where she found dam 2 minutes later after she finished. That everybody, I don't think anybody's going to hold, even the Rach is going to be maskim, the Rach, the Rambam is going to be maskim, the Talmud Rabbanan, everybody's going to be maskim. The dam came out afterwards, she found dam, it's a regular kesem. What happens in a case where she gets up, where she does a kinuach right after Atalas meraglayim? So you know when the dam came from. There's no question that the dam came out of the meraglayim. There's no dam inside of the toilet. And there's no, it's not talking about 2 minutes later. She did a kinuach exactly right after Atal's meraglayim. That's the case, the Chavos Das says, we know that the dam didn't come out with the meraglayim. And we know that the dam didn't come out by itself 2 minutes later. The dam came out mamash right this second, right after Atal's meraglayim. Now I have to be choishish, maybe she mixed up the hargosha of the meraglayim together with the hargosha of the dam. And this dam came out immediately afterwards. What's immediately? While still Tifa's dam coming out, then you have to be choishish for the other Eisah. If that's the case, then it could be that the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ramban and Tosfos and the Rosh, the Gois Maimon and the Mordechai and the Rach, everybody's choishish for the Chavos Das. They weren't talking about that case. There was that, the Rishon was talking about where it's Koloshana Machaber. What does Machaber say? Hayisha Sheshtina Mayim, the Yotza Dam in Meiraglayim. The whole case is talking about the dam came out with the Meiraglayim. But in a case where the dam came out, you know for sure it didn't come out then. And it's only came out by the kinuach afterwards. That's when you found the dam. Then you know when it came out. You know it came out exactly right afterwards. That's when you have to be chayshish. The shad is fakert. What does everybody else hold? What's pshad in the sidri tire? What's pshad in the crazy place? What's pshad in everybody else that's not chayshish for this? L'chur, it's a klarach shash. L'chur, kinira, it's muchach. The Chazanish, when he talks about having a mixing up the hargosh of Atalas meraglayim with dam, he says we're not choishish. If a person does a kinuach right after Atalas meraglayim and finds dam, we're not choishish that you mixed it up. And he says I could prove it to you. How do I know? Because the woman, we're not choishish for hargosh of meraglayim, because hargosh of meraglayim lav dafke is Tosfos. We saw Tosfos in the Zayin Zion Mavei says hargosh of meraglayim is lav dafke when the meraglayim is coming out. Even the need for meraglayim to come out is also a hargosh of meraglayim. It says why am I choishish for hargosh of meraglayim? If we see in daf gimel that even in the need it's considered hargosh of meraglayim. It's considered a hargosho. So says the Chazanish, I'll prove to you that we're not choishish. How do I know? Because the Chazal said that you should wear bigdei tzivanim, or at least according to the Rambam. Certainly they said that bigdei tzivanim is matzil. How could bigdei tzivanim be matzil? She finds a kesem, she takes off her begodim, she finds a kesem on her beged. Tzivanim is dry. She doesn't know when it came. It came sometime in the last 2 hours. It could be over the last 2 hours that she had a hargoshos meraglayim. She had the need, the urge to use the bathroom. She had a hargoshos meraglayim. Why don't we have to be chayshish as a shayla v'daraisa? How could you just say, no, it's a derabban and you're makel on the davashim on tzivanim? Who knows? Maybe she had a hargoshos meraglayim. Ella, why are we not chayshish for hargoshos meraglayim b'chol? Why are we not chayshish for hargoshos meraglayim? So we said beforehand that l'chura, that was what the predeya said, that we're not choishish b'chlal for hoder meraglayim l'makar v'aisidam alibu l'hochasal. Since it's not common b'chlal, so then there's no reason to be choishish to say that a woman maybe is going to mix up the hargosh of the meraglayim. That maybe, since it's not common for dam to come out b'chlal, b'shat satolos meraglayim, so therefore to say that a woman is going to mix up the hargosh, this hargosh with that hargosh, l'chura is very shver. The only thing is, it's l'maisa the Gemara says that all three of them are the same. So it could be like we said beforehand. It could be that we said beforehand that Lamaisa, there is a Metzias difference in this Hargasha than the other two Hargashas. The Eid and the Shamish are in the Makim where the Dam is, in the Makim of the Makar. Memila, there, there's a much more of a chance to mix up the Hargasha. As opposed to the case of the Atolos Meraglaim, the Hargasha of Meraglaim is not in the Makim of the Makar, of Sikh and Makar. And Memila, you could say that a woman wouldn't mix the two up. But there's even more. In this case, we have to say something else. The Eid and the Shamish, when is she having the Hargasha? At the time that the Eid is inside, then she's having the Hargasha. At the time that the Shamish is inside, then she's having the Hargasha. But in the case of Atalos Meraglaim, what do you want to say? After she finished the Meraglaim, when she's being about the Meraglaim, Dam can't come out. So it has to be that the Hargasha of the Dam came out after she finished being about the Meraglaim. So that means at the time that the Kiluach of the Meraglaim was coming out, she didn't. That's when the Hargasha really of the Meraglaim is, and she can't have Hargasha of Dam then. The Dam can only come out afterwards. Meheche, it's easy to say that the Dam, which comes out right after the Hargasha of the Meraglaim, after the Meraglaim finishes, that she's going to mix up this with that. One comes out after each other. It's not that they're both at the same time. By Eid and Shamish, they're both at the same time. As opposed to the Hargasha of the Meraglaim, it's not at the same time. The Meraglaim finishes, then the Dam starts, like Taisa says. They don't come out at the same time. Mainly, we want to pre-Cheshish. So what's Halacha L'maisa? How do we come out? A woman finds Dam in the toilet. What's Halacha? So we have three different scenarios. We have that she finds Dam together with the Meraglaim. She looks down, she sees Dam together with the Meraglaim as she's being about the Meraglaim. There's another case that she didn't find any Dam but Shat Meraglaim. She found Dam right after the Meraglaim, in a kinuach, or in the toilet. Or she finds Dam, the third case is she finds Dam a minute later. But it wasn't, she has no idea when it came out. So we'll go from it. In the case where you have that she found Dam on, together came out, together with the Meraglaim, then we're choshish, like the Rach, Hochinog, to be choshish that unless she's Mekalachas Natoicha Sefel, then we have to be choshish that she saw that if the Dam came out together with Meraglaim, that she's Tamei with the Rabbanan, and like many Achrenim, she wouldn't even have the Kula of Summer. Now, there is a big shayla. The Sidur Torah says, we're not Bikim with Manenu between Tzvasa Sefel and not Tzvasa Sefel, Mekalachas, Mezanekes, Kivegers even brings this down from Sidur Torah. And therefore, you have to be Choshish in every single scenario. Now, most Achrenim did not bring that down. It sounds like we are Bikim. What Bikim does it take? There is a big shayla, though, are our toilets, the contours of our toilets are not exactly the same way that they're... A woman sat on a bucket then. The bucket was in front of her, and she sat that the Makor was connected to Svasa Sefel, and she's Mekalech into the bucket. However, by our toilets, it's really the other way around. She sits not exactly the same way. But the standard case where a woman finds Dam inside of the toilet, then if she knows that the Dam came at the exact time that she's being Matam Eraglaim, not beforehand and not afterwards, she would have to be Choshish Midar Abanan for a Keser. Now, there are those that are Mekal, and they say it has a totally Din Rabbanan, and therefore it has the Kulas of Dover Shein Mekabel Tuma. That is Kedai to ask a Rav Hadapaskin. And as we'll see, there's various scenarios that are a Shaila in this case, and that's why it's always Kedai to ask. The other possibility is that she found Dam 2 minutes later, right before she got up, she found Dam. To be Choshish that the Dam came out at the time of the Meraglaim, there's no reason to be Choshish, because it's not common that it would come out, it's not mostly that it should come out at the same time. And to say that it came out the exact second that you finished, to be matel, as you finished, that's when the Dam came out, Tosfos says that's also not Shechiach. Tosfos says, Elamai, the Dam came out sometime over the course of not the 3 seconds after she was finished Matam Meraglaim, sometimes the next 10 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever it was, the Dam came out. You can presume that the Dam came out not at the time of the Meraglaim, and therefore it has the regular dinim of Ksamim, and if you find it on the Dover, Mechubar LaKarka, if you have this Pasuk Mechigris, you're able to be Torah. If it's on the water, if it's on Tzoyah, it's also Dover Shein Mekabel Tumah says it's Ritara. However, Meraglaim says not. If you find it on the water, there is a Shaila, the water of the toilet. Is it Tzaruach? Is the Pasuk that it's Dover Shein Mekabel Tumah? It's not Mekabel Tumah? That is Mechalikis in the Peskis Ma'anenu. And therefore, it's Kedai if a woman finds Dam on the water, not on the toilet, the bottom of the toilet, to ask a Shaila. Unless she knows that the Dam came out Mamish with the Meraglaim, then she should ask a question. Sometimes like she should ask. If a woman is seeing Dam Mamish together with Meraglaim, then very often she has a UTI, she has a urinary tract infection, and it could be that there's an issue, or she ate beets. But aside from that, if she didn't eat beets, then she should find out what's going on. because most probably she has, if she knows that mamash came out together with Meraglaim, she should find out what's going on. Then there's the case where she does the kinuach miyad achar talas Meraglaim, and she finds them. That's the Chavas Das, Nigris Moshe, it was Choshish, Shev Levi is Choshish, Lamaiser, Rabbi Yashav was not Choshish, and the Chazanish was not Choshish. In such a case, certainly there is who to be makel in such a case. They do not have to be Choshish for the switching, mixing up the Hargashah. That's with regard to Sif, therefore Lamaiser. If a person finds Zam in the toilet, the best thing to do is to ask the Rav what to do in this scenario, because you have the Shaila whether or not if Davash Makabal Tumah, is the water Makabal Tumah, is not Makabal Tumah, they have to be Choshish for less than a gris, more than a gris. I don't want to give a Klara stock because I know that there's certain places that say one way and as opposed to the other way. You should do as your Rav says in this case. In Simin Kuf Tzadi, Sif Lamed Gimel. Ha'isha Shabbat Ka'atzma, we're going to do Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dal, Lamed Hey, I hope. It's not that much. Stop before Lamed Vav. A standard case, a woman does a bedikah and she finds dam on it. Like the Gemara says, there's no tzad that it could be tailored to machilis. She's tummy. The same halacha applies if she didn't check it right away, but she put it into a box. And no dam could come onto it. Then also, when she looked at it 2 days later, it doesn't make a difference. If she found dam, she's tummy. Now, what's the halacha if she doesn't put it into a box, but she doesn't smash it onto anything? Hinichos begoli. What's the halacha? Says the Taz that the halacha of hinichos begoli is like hinicha bekufso. And even if she's hinichos begoli and she found dam on it, she's not. You can't say, oh, it was in, even though it wasn't a safe deposit box, but so it could be there was some dam got in. And he says no. You can't say it's machirlis. There's no such thing as a kamikaze machirlis that smashes onto it and breaks up and its blood comes flying. If it has to get smashed, and if it didn't get smashed, then no dam would come onto the eid b'dika, and therefore she's going to be tummy even if it's a nichas begoli. He brings a riot, it's my first riot from the Mishnah. It says, nimsha al shalol la'achar zman, tmeil. If it's nimsha al achar zman, then she's tmeil. That means achar zman. She only checked it much later on. She's only tummy misafik. If she's tummy misafik, that means we're chayshish. Now all the G'dayi L'Echorinim, Sidritayim, Kivu Eger, and Chavaz Das, and all the G'dayi L'Echorinim are matmiya on this Sidritayim, on this Taz, that Bodka Nimsa Al-Shalal L'Achar Zman doesn't mean that she did Bedika and then she checked it 20 hours later. It means she did the Bedika 20 hours later or 20 seconds later and checked it. She checked it right after she did Bedika. The tema it's a tamiya arabasi. It's hard to understand how they learned, but nevertheless, the achrenim lahalacha go like this taz that hinicha begoloi does have the din of hinichasa bekufsa, and therefore you're not able to be teila unless you leave it b'mokim that dama mitzuyim, like the Ramah is going to say, Mahamshech, if you put it in a makam which is dam mitzuyim, then the chori you're able to be teila. So that was, we mentioned in the past. What happened? I got a shaylo on the seventh day, it's actually the seventh night, it was already after Shkia. Somebody came over with a eid bedika, and they found tiny little drops of dam on it, a bunch of them. And Tziyom Shvi, and his wife is supposed to be going to the mikvah tonight. What's the eitzah? I said, I don't know, maybe they're dam, what should I say? He says, yeah, but my wife left it for me on the kitchen table, in Ichosu Begoli, maybe that's a Mokum Aturfa, in Ichosu Begoli, and I had a nosebleed. So what could we tie now? That the dam dripped out, didn't go straight onto the Eid Bedika, it was mamish tiny little splatters, but it hit the table, and it spritzed up, and it went onto the Eid Bedika. Can we be Tali or not? Good Taylor or not? Each one is certainly Pachs Mechagris, for sure. The question is, over here, this is in Ichosu Begoli, in Ichosu Begoli. You're not able to be tailor pachas mechagris. It has a din of hinichas bekufsa. A few of matzei dam mashu doesn't make a difference. You have no clean. Can you be tailor or not? It's not clear that he knows that there was a nosebleed on the table. He knows that over the course of the day he has a nosebleed. The shayla is that enough of a tliya or not? So lachera, in this case, you found that it was ogul. Right? Each one of the splatters is perfectly round because it splattered and it spritzed up and it went on to each one. Each one, it's not moshuch, it's not. However, Is that enough? Is it enough to say, "By hini chosat tachas zakara tachas keses"? That I know there's a machilis. So lechiro the hoychacha is enough. In this case, is that enough or not? The fact that it's round. Do I say lemaisa? This is hini chosat begalui, and you don't have a klar tliyo, or no? You have a tliyo. I know that for sure that he had a nosebleed, and all the things are round. So lechiro mistaver. This is a nosebleed. Is lechiro something which is mistaver? That it could, besides the fact that it's loved off for 1 second, it could start and stop and start and stop, and there's a lot of dam, and it's mistaver to say, for the way that it looks, there's a bunch of little splatters, tiny little drops. The churro, you have hoychocha here from the fact that it's round, and you have a tliya, the churro, you should be able to be toilet. Lemaiso, I didn't pass it on it. He brought it to the Murad Asr actually, in Beitar, and the Murad Asr did something interesting. And he picked off the pieces of dam, and it didn't leave a reshim at all. And if generally, when you do bedika, you can't matter dam on a regular bedika like this. But in the case where you have generally on a regular bedika, bishas bedika, if the dam came on, it gets absorbed inside of the cloth. If you're able to pick it off and it doesn't leave any reshim, so it's at least a raya that it came. It's a tzad. It's a certainly a smach gadol that it came afterwards. And therefore, we say machan that together with the fact that he has a kliya and he has a chacha lachur, but pasha a chacha. But I don't know if he held that you need another chacha, starker chacha. This is even a bigger chacha that the dam came afterwards, and therefore he was able to be matar in such a case. That's really the clear. Is this considered the bepasha lachur in the sugi the way that it comes out? The same with that when nichasa tach zakar and it's ogol, you have a kliya lachur. In this case, also when nichasa begoli and you have a kliya and it's ogol lachur, you should be able to have a kliya even without having to pick it off. The Chamude Daniel brings down, the Pesach Shiva brings down an interesting case from the Chamude Daniel. A woman, she was in Gula, and she realizes it's 2 minutes to Shkia, and she wants to do her Bedika. So she doesn't have a Bedika cloth. She just takes her undershirt, checks a little corner of it, does a Bedika, and she doesn't stick it into her purse. That's the last question on the Mechana. You have to answer that one yourself. She does the bedika. She checks a little spart up a part of her undershirt, and she does the bedika, and it comes out. And she's not sure if maybe when she stuck in the undershirt, it moved off of her finger, and it moved to a mokum which wasn't bothered. She only checked the small spot. She wasn't checked the whole undershirt. She checked the small spot. So, what's the halach in such a case? Says the Chamude Daniel, mitzadi lechulo, v'daiter noita lahakol. The shaila is, it's lechur tamua. You have a svek svek lechumra over here. First of all, maybe it wasn't nitik me'al, the aid v'dikah didn't move off of her finger. It was a makom badik. And even if it didn't move off of her finger, how do you know that the rest of her undershirt wasn't badik? Lechur it's a suffix whether or not the rest of her undershirt was badik. She didn't check it beforehand, but she knows that there was dam on it. It's always a suffix. You're usually able to be tailored. Over here you have a svek svek lechumra. Even maybe she checked in the makom where she did a bedika in the makom where she checked, and even if it fell off of her finger, maybe that makom was also checked. So the truth is, if you look at the Chamude Daniel, I was on the Maror Makomis. If you look at the Chamude Daniel inside, the Taka says it. He says lechuri of a svek sveiko to be machmer. However, he says he likes to, and he says, but mitzachin you have a svek sveiko to be mekel also. Why? Because even the place that she checked, she didn't check it so well. She was lachut. It's 2 minutes to shkia. She checked it really quickly. She didn't check it so well. So it says you have a svek svek lekula. First of all, it could be that it fell off of her finger to makom which wasn't badik. And even if it didn't fall off her finger, maybe she didn't check it so well. And maybe the dam was there from beforehand. So you have a svek svek lekula. She says you have a svek svek lekan. Svek svek lekan. But maybe you could go lekula. I'll say, doctor, lechura, you're able to go lekula. Why is it not a shalav adaraisa? It's lechura, once you have a makom to be tele already, to suffic whether you have a makom to be tele, that's already enough. He understood. Daiter noite lehakol. That's why he says, "Achim loy bot kehetev rakter chavara b'zem uteres bevadai." When you know for sure, then you don't even know bechlal. Okay, we'll leave that. That he dons on that the chur is a svek svek lechumra. He says, "Basin there shouldn't be a svek svek lechumra, but he's matad a svek svek lekula, and therefore he could be mekel." That sif lama gimel, sif lama dalid, bot kebeid habotiklo. V'nichos tach zakar tach zakeses l'machon im zlavdam im. This is a Mishnah on Dafnun Chesma Beis. We saw this. It's not a machlekes at the end of the day. Everybody agrees this way. A woman does a badika, sticks it underneath the pillow, says the Pischa Tshuva, even for a second she sticks it under the pillow, pulls it out, ATM machine, sticks in the car, takes it out, Dam Ka'ogol Kigris, She's to her. She's not to be Torah because it's not down from the Vedika, it's not Moshech, it's Ogol, Yavai Chokha, and she's able to be Torah. Even if it's more than a Gris, it can be Torah. That says the Rama. Comes along the Taz, and he's Mechadish, a much bigger Chiddush. Says the Taz that if a woman does Vedika, and she touches, on her way out, she touches the Beis Arei, and she's the type of woman that has hemorrhoids, so she knows that often it's bleeding from there. She's able to be Torah even if it's Mashuch. Why? Because Befrat, over here in this case, she didn't have a Hargasha, so it's not a Safek Daraiso, so for sure she can be Torah even if it's Mashuch. But Dvarim Rav Sinigra, everybody asks, what are you talking about? It's not a Safek Daraiso. Every single Achran in the book holds that everybody thinks it's a Safek Daraiso. What are you talking about? Say, come out all the Achranim. That in this case, so if the truth is, you look at the Machzor of the Shekel and Pkuf Pei Gimel, he says, you're right. The Taz holds like the other Shita. The Taz holds like the other Shita, that it's not a Safek Daraisa. We hold, right? That was the Shekel had to learn the Gemara on Daf and Zayin Beis. He holds like the Mekila, like Rashi, that if she says she didn't have her Gosha, then we believe it, she doesn't have her Gosha. And that's what the Mashmois of the Beis Yisuf also says, she didn't have her Gosha, so it's not a Shekel of the Raisa. So I'm glad she says she didn't have her Gosha. If you look at the Machzor of the Shekel by us, he says, you're right that the Taz holds that way. But you have to say, even if you hold not that way, that you're able to be Torah, a kesem, which is a bedika that has a makom to be Torah, because the Mishnah says that if you stick it tazakar, tazakesem, you're able to be Torah. Vice versa, that even if you hold that a the Taz Kenzain holds that it's not a Safek Daraisa. However, even if you hold that it is a Daraisa, you're going to be Mako. Now, if you look at the Chavos Das, and the Sidur Torah is also mitzad like this also, and the Pideya, and many others, they say the Yisrael of the Pshat and the Taz like this. Zichr the Taz is masculine like Rav Achrenim. That it's every Bidika that you do is a Safek Daraisa. But every Bidika that you do, we have to say a Shtikl Torah on it. When a woman finds Dam, what do we say? Where does Dam come from? I don't know where it came from. It must be that it came from the Makor. If it came from the Makor, how come she didn't have her Gosha? Must be she did have her Gosha. She said she didn't have her Gosha. Must be she made a mistake. So it's three steps. Where did Dam come from? It came from the Makor. She didn't have her Gosha. She did have her Gosha. She said she didn't have her Gosha. She didn't have her Gosha. She made a mistake. So it's a whole Shtikl Torah every time that a woman does a Bedika to say that it must be that she had her Gosha because Cheskas Dam Shabbat her Gosha becomes from the Makor. And we have no other place. Where does Dam come from? It must be it came from the Makor. If it came from the Makor, she should have her Gosha. She did have her Gosha. And she said she didn't have her Gosha. No, she was Tosa. But you only have to make the Shtikl Torah if you have to answer up where the Dam came from. But if I have a good place to answer where the Dam came from, I suck it under a pillow and there's Machrelis in there. She has a Makaveh and Mokoy. There's another five other reasons where I could say that the Dam came from. So then I don't have to get the whole ball rolling in the first place. Where did the Dam come from? From the Mako. She says she never gosha because she didn't have her gosha. You're right, she didn't have her gosha. And the gosha, why say she made a mistake when she says she didn't make a mistake? Look at the Chavos Das. Chavos Das Matzad even when she has her gosha. But a lot of the Achrenim, the way that they speak it out, is that why say that she made a toys and she had her gosha? Say she didn't make a toys, she didn't have her gosha, the Dam didn't come out from the Makar, and then Echanami, Akum came in Vav Yishalim. Where's the Dam from? Here, she was Avra Shukshul Vachem. She was Avra Makam Beit Arein. She was Avra in a place where there's a Macharlis. And Mamela, she's able to be Terle. Now, the Sidra Tara himself says, you're right, that's only the case where it's Ogol though. The Taz wants to be Machadish. Over here, he's masking to the Taz. But in Kufay Gimel, he asks us, he's chalik on the Taz. Sidur Torah says, he's chalik on the Taz. And he says, that's only in the case where it's ogul. So you have the oichacha that came from somewhere else. The Taz is mechadish, even in the case where you have no oichacha. You just have a tliyah. The case that we know that you're allowed to be tliyah is where you have oichacha and you have a tliyah. I could say it came from a machirlis because they're matzoi. How do I know? It's round. It's not moshuk. What happens if you just have a tliyah and you don't have oichacha? What's the halach in that case? Says the Taz, that's also, you could be Taylor. In this case, where she passes by the Makam Beis Arei, he says, it's, even if it's Mashach, you're able to be Taylor. Memela, he's Mekel, he says, I really wouldn't have to say this, I'm coming Lafuki from Rav Echad. And what did the Rav Echad hold? The Rav Echad held that you need Oichacha to say that it's not from her. Here you don't have Oichacha, it's Mashach. Show me the proof. Show me the raya that you're right. They have a tliya. We're having a shalav of the raya. You want to be mafkir from the raya? Then it's not just enough to be tayla. You need a echacha to be tayla. You don't have the echacha. Halach lemaisa. Rav and Achrenim go like this, and the Sidur Torah himself is masking to us over here, and they go and maisa mechol yaim. A woman finds dam on a bedikah cloth, we send her to a bodeket. Bodeket says, yes, she has a petzah, that it could be that the dam came from there. Do you know for sure that the dam came from there? No. Is it mashuch? It's mashuch. So how do you know? You don't have no echocha that it came from there, as it's supposed to come from the makar. How could we make all? We're samech on this taz. This taz, if you don't come out of kuf tzadi with anything except for a taz, sifkat and chav gimel, then at least you came out with something. This taz is the makar for a lot of the halacha lamaisa that we have. Every time that we're toil on eid bediko, we have, this is a tliyah. Even if you don't have the hoichocha, but if you have a tliyah that makes sense, then we're able to be toile that it came from there. But welcome to say that a woman didn't have the argosh, say that she messed up with argosh, we'd rather say that it came from somewhere else. Now it happens to be by Pitzaim, often there is a hoichocha also. You can tell by the color, the placement, other things. We won't just matter dam like that, straight up, just because we tell by the color. But once she has, there's also a smach from the color, but it's for the placement on the eid bedikah, let's say. Now, what happens the other way around? Speaking to a Talmud Chacham Echad, for those of you who know who he is, my neighbor, Talmud Chacham Echad on Shabbos, and he asked me, "What are you learning?" So I said, "I'm learning these halachas of tliyah bedikah." So he says, "Okay, I had a shayla ma'aser shayla kachaya." I understood it was with his wife that she did a bedikah and she found dam, a small little bit of dam on the eid bedikah. They turned it over and they saw that it was darker, exactly where that dam was, on the flip side was darker, where her finger was. Not on the side which was inside. Does she have a petza? Yeah, she had a cut, but it already scabbed over. The shadow is like this. Can you be toile over here? Here's the exact opposite case of what we talked beforehand. The case of the Mishnah where you've stuck it underneath the pillow is where you have a chacha and you have a tliya. You have machilas as a tliya and you have a chacha from the fact that it's round. Then we talked about the case of the Taz that says you have a tliya without the Eichocha. It's mashuch, but you have a tliya. Now what happens in a case where you have a Eichocha, but you don't have a tliya? Here you have a Eichocha, the dam is much darker on the other side. But mitzad sheni, you don't have a tliya because it's already scabbed over.
Why is it like, not like an Eichen Abadik?
Oh, so then you can tell him, maybe it's an Eichen Abadik. Maybe it's an Eichen Abadik, so nice tiny. Maybe it's an Eichen Abadik because even though klape a tliya of a bediko, you have to know that it's being moiti dam, or it could be moiti dam, but to make it ashen abadik, as long as it has the chiluz for dam to get on a kesem level, then you're okay. That maybe could be, or do we say, listen here, this is also already considered. We know that klapik summon, this is considered a tliya. Klape bediko pashas, we're gonna have to see. This is maybe kashrut dekuf pei zayin already. They have to know if the dam is it able to be moitzi dam. L'chur, if it has the chulis to be moitzi dam, even though you don't see it bleeding now, if it has the chulis to be moitzi dam when it gets aggravated, then certainly in such a case you'd be able to, b'frat you have the echocha, you'd be able to. The shad is if in this case you would even need the echocha. If it has the chulis to be moitzi dam, maybe we should leave this. This is a little bit for this. There's three levels. There's Sturlum Sword in the Chavas Das. The Chavas Das es Mamana Shokhan the Taz. Is this a makkah that you know is being moitzi dam? If it's a moitzi dam, then the Taz says the only time that I'm mekel is zafka shloi b'shas vesta. B'shas vesta, I'm not mekel. In fact, the chavas das, no one. If you know that the makkah is being moitzi dam, you could be mekel b'shas vesta. If you don't know it's moitzi dam, even shloi b'shas vesta. So the truth is that there's really three levels, like the Shev Levi points out. You don't know that the makkah is moitzi dam. You know that it's moitzi dam, but you don't know if it's moitzi dam now. Sometimes it bleeds, sometimes it doesn't. That's like the case of lechur the lady that in the base array, hemorrhoids, you don't know for sure. You know it's a type of makkah that can be moitzi dam. You just don't know if it's this exact second it is. And then you know that to be moitzi dam now. You see it bleeding now. She goes to the bedeket. She sees dam coming out. So, l'chura, as long as it's the middle case, that you know that it could be moitzi dam, that l'chura would be enough to be toile in such a case. Befrat that you have ha'ichocha. But obviously you'd have to know what type of pet that is. You can't just, it's a pet, so therefore. But in this case, you have a big archocho, l'chura, there is a big tzad to be mekel. Now, you really have this any time that a woman has a petza, and you don't know if it's moitzi dam. By IUD. A person has an IUD, is an intrauterine device, which is used for birth control. A woman that has such a thing, very often it causes pitzaim. I know that a certain paiskim, that the bichlal are not worried about, certainly ksamim, even by bedikus, since they know it's a mu'ah to cause pitzaim, they're very mekel with regard to that. Somebody that does, I'm just mentioning it, this is the makar for the tzad to be mekel, because you have something which is something, it's ke'ilu, according to them, a makar which is moitzi dam. You know that it constantly can be moitzi dam, and therefore you always have a tliya. It is kedai for somebody that does have an IUD to find out from the Rav what they hold, because it could be that it will save them a lot of issues in a lot of different scenarios. Certainly with regard to Ksamim, even possibly with regard to Bedikas. Now, this halacha that we're able to be Tehila Ad Kigris by Eid Bedika, L'maisa, it's Mavur in the Pesach Shuvah, it's Mavur Sefer, and it's the way that all the Pesach Manenu go, that since it's a Shalav Deraisa, you have to have a real Kli, and since there's Manenu, we do not have a Machilis that puts out that amount of dam, you need a real type of Kli to be able to be Tehila. Mosquito could be that it is a Kli, if you can put out a small amount of dam, but if you don't have mosquitoes underneath your pillow, then especially in the winter where they're very not common, then Yeshlein, you would have lechera. You need a real deal bedika to be a kliya to be able to be teileh. If it just got somebody stuck it underneath their pillow, lav dafka, is that considered a kliya? Or dafka lav, for that matter. By bedika or by any kesem? No, by any kesem with the davishin abadik. That we have to see cholak. Well, wait. That's siflam test. Talks about that. Does it have the same halachas or not? According to the Taz, it does. It seems like according to the Bach, it doesn't. That's machlokes achrina. The last sif is vodka asma made of bodek lava talks to birecho that she wasn't minichasa begolay and she wasn't minichasa bekufsa. She slapped it onto her thigh. Ulamachar nimtzal of dam in mashach tmeya vafilu b'chol shuvim magal tero and may make a gus v'oid. V'yishim shafal gotam v'chol shuvim v'chein yekir machlokes yishenim. We saw the Rashba is the first shita who he says him like that. Up until a gris, you're able to be tailored by Tafsir Recho. The second shita is the Rambam and the Rosh, that even Pachs Micha Gris is not able to be tailored by Tafsir Recho. Now, the Taz says that L'chur is the shita that's Machmer, even by Pachs Micha Gris, as this will end, Bezer Hashem, the shita that's Machmer, Pachs Micha Gris, is the Tamayo Azli. This is the Rambam and the Rush. They both hold that when a woman finds dam on her body, Pachs Micha Gris, you can't be Teile. Why? Because there's no Machilah sin on your body. So Mamela, it's a Maman of Shach. When a woman slaps it on her thigh, where did she find the dam? If she found the dam on her thigh, so then she can't be, what could she be Teile? It's Pachs Micha Gris. A Machilah, we're not Teile a Machilah on your body. Elamai, she found it on the Eid Bedika. So what happened? We spoke out that there's no kamikaze machilas, and it didn't happen at the Shas Bedika that a machilas came on. So what could have possibly happened? The machilas fell onto the Eid Bedika after she did Bedika, and when she slapped it onto her thigh, it got onto her thigh. If that's the case, then she should see the dam on her thigh also. If she doesn't see any dam on her thigh, then obviously that's not what happened. We're not going to say that the machilas was smushed onto her thigh. So Maman of Shef, we're going to be matamahar in this case. Now, it's not so pashut to say this clear that it's the Rambam that she tells saying, because the Bach is machmer over here. The Bach doesn't pass like the Rambam. He's terla ad kigris on your basar. He's machmer. He's mekel. You terla ad kigris on your basar. Mitzad sheni, when it comes to this halacha, he's machmer by pachs mechigris, because the machilus is not common, and by bediko you need a much bigger tzad to be mekel than a regular kesem. So, and that is la halacha lamaisa. So that's how we go. That's how we go. V'chein ikur like the Rambam says. And we're not telling, even though we're not machmer, we go not like this clear of the Taz. The Taz says this is all the Rambam Lishik Taz saying, which would mean that if we're not machmer for the Rambam, we wouldn't have to be machmer for this halacha, and that's not the case. The Ramah, who pashas, is not machmer for the Rambam, he doesn't, it never says anywhere. And the Bach, who's not machmer for the Rambam, and this is how we pass in halacha lamaisa, a woman finds dam on her body, that she's allowed to be matar, if it's a kesem, she's tar by pachs mechigris. Now, when it comes to this halacha where a woman did a bedikah and you want to be mafkia from bedikah and say that she could be telling a machilis, that's much more shver to be telling a machilis. We're not going to be telling a machilis, and that's how we pass in halacha lamaisa. Even pachs mechagris like this Ramah, v'chein ikr, they're not telling. Now, just when you get to the Taz says two scenarios. He says either a case is that you found it on the Eid bedikah, and if that's the case, if you smashed it against her thigh, she should have found it on the thigh. And or she found it on the thigh, and she said, found it on the thigh, she can't be tailored, because you can't be tailored on a machilis on your thigh. Now what's with the third scenario? Let's say you found it on the Eid Bedika, and on the thigh. The Chur in such a case, it should be tar. That he didn't speak about. So the truth is, if you look at B'Kiv Eger says something very interesting, and the Ulam was very bothered by this B'Kiv Eger. B'Kiv Eger says over here, it says, you're right that the Rambam is not tailored on a machilis. Utah says that the Rambam is not tailored on a machilis when you found the dam on your thigh. Says, but the Rambam is Terleh, a kesem, when you find it on your body and on a chalukah. So too over here. If you find it on your body or on the eid badika, you should be able to be tailored. Vadvar mirafsin igra, and some of the achrenim ask this question, and many of the bnei chabur ask this question. That which the Rambam is tailored when you find it on a chaluka ubegada on besara, that's because when it's on besara, it's for sure from her. When it's on chaluka, you have a raya that it came me'alma. So therefore, it can be tailored. It's a tziba to be mekel. In this case, Riki Vegas says, you didn't find it just on her body, you also found it on the eid badika. That's not a tziba to be mekel, it's a tziba to be machmer. If you found it on the eid badika, so now, if you didn't find it on badika, so then it probably came on for her yarech from somewhere else. Now that you found it also in the eid badika, probably came from Eis HaMokim. Eid badika is not a reason to be mekel, it's a reason to be machmer. What's Riki Vegas saying? L'chur, what Riki Vegas is saying is that the Taz made a cheshbin, first of all, that which the Rambam says, that we're not able to be tailor when you find it on your body, that means I'm not able to be tailor machilis when you're on your body. But if you find it also on your chaluk, you're able to be tailor even a machilis. If you look in the Rambam says it before, you can even be tailor as a machilis, even though part of the dam is on your body, but I have an eitzah to say how it got there. It got smushed on the chaluk against your body, and therefore it's here. Says the Riki Vager, I should sign in the same thing in this case where I find it on the eid bedika and on her body, that it came from a machilis. What was the whole Taz's taino? If you found it only on your body, then it can be that it's from Machilis, because we're not telling Machilis on your body. If you found it only on the Eid Bedika, so what happened? The Machilis fell onto the Eid Bedika and smashed against her thigh. She should have found it on her thigh. In fact, Riki Vager, terrific. Let's say she finds it on her thigh and on the Eid Bedika. In such a case, we should be telling. Because here you could be telling Machilis. Here we have it clear. Your only reason you didn't want to be telling Machilis is because you should have found it on your thigh. In fact, there, when you find it on your thigh, and you find it on the bedika, l'chur, in such a case, in a chanami, one should be tailor. That's why he blinds, sarachin, l'chur on the tas. That's, what's that? Cholik is a nekuda that I'm allowed to be tailor in a machilis. If I could say that it got smashed against the cholik, then I could be tailor in a machilis, even though the dam from the machilis ends up on your body. Eba zeh, but the aid also. Once I'm saying that that's what happened, that the machilis fell onto the aid, and I took the aid and I smashed it against the body, so terrific, that's how I got on. In a chanami, in such a case, that's how the dam was found. Now, it's not clear in the mechaber where did you find the dam. But God's made a badik lava tafsir reichel machar nimsa a love dam. The mashmoy says that you found the dam just on the eid badika. And even so, you're allowed to be telling the machirlas according to the first shita, which is not like the Ramban and the Ran. The Ramban and the Ran said that we're not going to say that the dam got smushed off. Everybody agrees that we don't say that the dam got totally cleared off of the badika cloth and went onto her thigh. How about the other way around? Can I say that she took it off of her thigh and went onto the bedika cloth? The Ramban and the Ran says no. If you don't have a chacha that it's also on her thigh, we're not going to be mekel. L'maisef and machaber, it seems not that way. Machaber says, even if you just have dam, just on the bedika cloth, nevertheless, you're allowed to be tailor. Nimsa alav dam, even if you didn't find dam on the thigh, you would be able to be tailor kulo. L'alach l'maisef, we go like the Ramah, that in every case, especially in this case that we don't have machrilis in bizmanenu, we're going to be metame even pachs michagris by tachs mirecha.